Joining us now with Reaction, co-host of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, Buck Sexton, along with Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce. Thanks for joining us. Tammy, I want to start with you because this infuriates me. There is no intellectual curiosity by the national media, no inquiry, and this is in black and white, bank records, emails. They have got the goods. Comer, as chairman of the Oversight Committee, which I used to chair, he's doing a pretty good job of laying out the case, but nobody's asking any questions.
What's fascinating, Jason, is that this was, you could find this. It was right there in black and white if you had any ounce of curiosity. So the other question is, why would the Democrats not be curious about it? I mean, we can disagree with Democrats on policy issues. But my goodness, this is about the safety of the country. It's about national security. It's about life and death when it comes to our military members and our service members, and the nature of our ability to live our lives here in our own country. And the Democrats have had so much power. We have to presume that they knew an element of this and they didn't care. It also tells you, of course, the weakness of their backbench, that this is what they have to accept as they move forward to try to take the White House. So I think that there's a lot of, you mentioned, it could be called bribery, it could be money laundering, it could be a whole host of things. But the fact is, in just a few months that the Republicans kind of are looking at it, this is what they found. And of course, this is just what we know of at this point. This is the thing that they were, this kind of implies, because it was done so sloppily, that this may have been going on for an extended period of time. And of course, we know of the corruption in general of the establishment. Maybe it goes beyond the Bidens. But nobody up until now, Jason, has really been curious about it.
Buck, it's just the classic follow the money. See what it tells you, see where it's flowing. And as Chairman Comer has pointed out, this is information but from one bank, and there's at least 10, if not more, banks that were flowing money through to the Bidens.
Look, we know that it was a massive web of influence peddling and that this is corrupt at a minimum. But I think what you also have to look at is where the money is coming from. Isn't it interesting? It's a big world out there, and yet the Bidens were getting money from Ukraine and China, the Chinese Communist Party, two countries where obviously there's a lot of corruption, a lot of U.S. foreign policy interests at stake, a lot of global foreign policy interests at stake beyond that. And they thought they were buying something with this money. They were not buying Hunter Biden's legal expertise. And that then also brings me to, what about the two-tier justice system that we have in this country? I mean, as we sit here right now, we're talking about yet more obvious evidence of, they can say, oh, this is all legal and fine. Really? Because Hunter Biden admitted not paying taxes. There's a money laundering investigation into him, along with a bunch of other crimes. We're sitting here talking about more evidence of what the Bidens were up to here, getting paid off by, in the case of the Chinese Communist Party, our most important global opponent. And yet Donald Trump may be arrested next week for hush money payments, we're being told. Right. That's being reported all over the place. I mean, you couldn't see any more clearly. Hunter Biden can do whatever he wants, break whatever laws he wants. No one ever even thinks he's going to get charged, realistically. And Donald Trump has 15 investigations against him, all of which are bogus and nonsensical, and yet he's actually the one who might get arrested.
Yeah, to Buck's point, Tammy, this whole idea, why did they get this money? What was it that they were doing? Because you're right, it wasn't for his legal expertise. And this money is flowing from all over the world. It was coming out of China. It was coming from the Middle East. It came out of Romania via Louis Free. Yeah. $100,000 go to Joe Biden's grandkids. I wonder what the grandkids were doing to help the Biden family enrich themselves. But why aren't they asking the question of, what was the money for, Mr. President?
Well, see, and that's the answer. We know what the money is for. It's influence. It's the nature of, well, you know, you let a Chinese Communist Party balloon traverse the entire country before you shoot it down over the Atlantic Ocean. You leave billions of dollars of military equipment in Afghanistan. You promise and send billions of dollars of support to Ukraine, while at the same time really making ourselves too weak, in a way, to respond and assist Taiwan if Taiwan needs help. I mean, you see the dynamic here. Yeah. And I think the American people, what they got used to with Trump, like him or not, is that there was finally some transparency. And Buck's point is that it's that kind of transparency and commitment to the country outside of what the establishment does that is so threatening. Only people terrified would create the cartoonish persecution of Donald Trump while looking away at the nature of something so obvious to regular people using our country like their own ATM and almost as though there was an organized crime framework that was global that was affecting the nature of the American government. None of that is acceptable. And I think the American people are going to have a few statements about this in the upcoming elections. Let's hope so.
Yeah, and Buck, you know, it's interesting. I read through the statements that the representatives for the Biden family come out with. And guess what? If you read it carefully, they don't actually deny it. They don't actually deny that this money is going into the Biden bank accounts. And again, no questions, no curiosity, no reporting. Certainly not going to be on the front page of newspapers.
Well, it's fascinating. They also no longer really deny that the laptop that lays all this out and is the reason why we know 10% for the big guy and all the rest of it, the laptop that came from that computer repair store, Hunter Biden is now suing that guy for invasion of privacy. That came out today as well. So you look at what we've been told about this all along. Oh, it's a witch hunt. There's nothing there. No, actually, everything that has been said so far about what Hunter Biden and more importantly, the Biden family. This is not about a wayward crackhead who is having lots of problems and doing stupid things and taking photos of himself with a boa in his tidy whities. That is a part of it, and we have all seen this. This is really about the effort to try to buy access to the guy who is now the president of the United States. And, you know, I come from an intelligence background, right? In the intelligence world, you give people money, you try to get them on the take from you so that you can leverage that later down the line. I mean, so to Tammy's point, they were making investments here, certainly in the immediate access they could get after the Biden, after Biden was no longer vice president. But there's no reason to believe that the access entirely is gone or that any of the possible compromat or compromising information they may have gotten access to from these interactions wouldn't be leverage for foreign policy adversaries or a whole host of bad guys down the line. We have a compromised president. They lied about Russia collusion with Trump. When you see what's going on with the Biden family, it's like everything they said Trump was doing, Biden was actually doing. And that's the world we're supposed to live in now. And now they're going to arrest Trump possibly over the Stormy Daniels nonsense. It's crazy.
If I could add one thing.
That's just
one thing in the sense that Hunter Biden, who clearly has and had serious problems, was used in this process. You know, a crackhead, he admits it, drug addict, and that's the member of the family that was used to maneuver all of this. This is how craven this system is that the Bidens apparently, including the brothers, were using. And the American people have to know that. We have to think about the nature, the moral nature of the ability to do this and whom they used.
Yeah, and as Chairman Comer has pointed out, isn't it curious that two of the Russian oligarchs that didn't get have sanctions put on them were doing business with the Bidens as well?
Exactly.
This story has a long way to go. Buck Sexton, Tammy Bruce, thank you for joining us tonight on Hannity.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.